This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Councillor John Lyons.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm fairly good today, thank you.
Good. Now, we're going to talk about this demonstration that's happening on Saturday about the water charge. But before we get into that, John, there's a lot of stuff coming through about water charges. They're going to be abolished. They're not going to be abolished. We can't abolish them because Europe will fine us. There's going to be a referendum. There's not going to be a referendum. What exactly is happening at the moment, John?
Well, I think, you're alerting people, your listeners, to the fact that, as reported in today's Irish Times, it's actually chaotic at the moment, what's happening with the Water Committee in the Oireachtas. There was something like four different press conferences took place, all from different members of the Water Committee, all telling different stories. So it's fairly chaotic at the moment, and consequently, it's actually rather dangerous right now, because we have to ensure that this close to a victory on the water charges, that we don't allow anything to be agreed at that committee, which will then be rubber stamped by the full parliament, that will, you know, create a backdoor which down the line could see domestic water charges reintroduced in times to come. So it's a chaotic moment in time. There's a lot of disagreement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in particular. There seems to be some leadership tensions within Fine Gael that's causing a lack of consistency in their approach to the Water Committee. So right now, there's some serious issues in relation to excessive usage is one, water metering on new builds two, and the very idea of having on your payslip a water tax, which is what Fine Gael are actually pushing for, which is to say that yes, okay, domestic water charges will be gone, but and what we were calling for will actually remain the case, that water will be funded from general taxation, but Fine Gael want to include an extra line that actually, you know, itemises on your payslip exactly how much is going from your weekly or monthly or fortnightly payslip on water provision, which is a dangerous thing, because I think psychologically that's saying to people you are paying, in effect, a water tax. Yeah. So there are some serious issues here that we need to be very careful on this week to ensure that they don't end up in the report that will be presented to the full parliament. And if they do, John, that report has to be rejected. And that's why I think Saturday's Right to Water demonstration, the ninth such national demonstration organised by the campaign, which is taking place on Saturday the 8th at 2 p.m. at Connolly and Houston stations, is vitally important, because I think we need to remind the politicians that this isn't some political football that they can kick around amongst themselves and play games and try pull the wool over people's eyes. This is a very serious issue, and we're not going to be, you know, taken for fools, basically.
Yeah, and there's a bit of confusion as well about Europe and their part and all this. They're saying that we could be fined. It's confusion.
Yeah, this is in relation to the Water Framework Directive, which we adopted back in 2000. Now, it's very disingenuous what certain opponents of the water movement are saying in relation to this. It's very clear. Several of our MEPs, our European parliamentarians, have gotten clear statements from the European Commission, which is to say that in no way, shape or form would the abolition of domestic water charges in any way abrogate our responsibilities under the EU's Water Framework Directive. Yeah. It is just not the case that we are open to fines if that was to happen, because Fine Gael in particular are very strong on this. They keep saying that we'll be open to fines because we'll be contravening the directive. But the directive says that at the moment when you adopted, John, the EU Commission says it was at the moment when you adopted the Water Framework Directive in 2000, what was the established practice at that time? Now, in Ireland, when we adopted that and it came into effect in 2003, in Irish law that came into effect, at that time our established practice for the funding of water and sanitation services was through general taxation. So that's pretty definitive and clear cut. And even if they were to try argue that somehow, ignoring that somehow their cack-handed attempt over the last 2 years to introduce domestic water charges, that's, you know, what the situation now is currently, they can in no way, shape or form with a straight face declare that water charges, domestic water charges, is in any way an established practice as of 2014, 15, 16. It's been firmly rejected. There's been at least 19 to 20 changes to the domestic water charge regime because of the opposition of hundreds of thousands of people. So the very idea of opponents of the water charge movement, those who are in favour of creating water poverty in this country, of introducing regressive water charges, the fact that they're actually using the Water Framework Directive is actually a sign of desperation, because they've been very disingenuous and they've been untruthful to the people. That's what they're being, very untruthful.
Yeah, I take it there'll be speakers at this protest on Saturday.
Yes, we're finalising the route today. Hopefully it'll be signed off on today. And the speakers haven't been announced yet, but they should be by, I think, Thursday is when they'll be announced. So there should be a few speakers. I think it is important that, again, you know, to remind people and to remind ourselves, I think it is crucially important that because the ball is now supposedly in the court of the Parliament, the whole point and the reason why the politicians are in such a flummox and are, you know, at odds and ends with each other right now is because people got out on the streets. They blocked the installation of water meters over months in many suburban areas of Dublin City, Cork and elsewhere. They joined the big demonstrations, and I actually do believe that the first right to water demonstration back in October 2014 was actually the turning point for this country, because to see 100,000 people hit the streets of Dublin City to express their opposition to water charges, the first real, I think, movement of opposition to any austerity measure since 2008, I think has been a turning point in a better direction, albeit it does take time. I think it's important that we remind ourselves that we were the ones, this is us who has actually created what hopefully will become a victory soon. It wasn't politicians. They had to react to people-powered protests, and that we are the ones in control here. So I think that's what Saturday is about. It's about telling the political class that you can have all your disagreements, but ultimately you're going to have to come back to the people with a recommendation which will abolish domestic water charges, that will cease any new domestic water metering, because the recommendation is for district water metering. So why would you proceed and continue to waste money installing domestic water metering, and actually go about the business of, you know, fixing the leaks? Still, just under 50% of Dublin City's water is lost through leaks. That's the real wastage. So if they want to talk about people who use water excessively, well, actually, the government, through abdicating its responsibility in funding water and sanitation over the decades, they're the biggest water wasters in the country. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I think Saturday is an opportunity for people just to remind Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that they can have their disagreements, but if they think they're going to come back to the people with some kind of a trick that will somehow look like a retreat on their behalf, will superficially look like a victory to us, and then in 2-3 years' time they'll try once more to reintroduce domestic water charges, having gotten over the line and, you know, installed God knows how many more. There was a report 2 days ago, John, that there was a secret deal done between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for upwards of 300,000 new water meters to be installed in the years ahead in apartment blocks. So you could have a situation that if we were to agree to allow the domestic water metering to continue, that we're actually literally handing, abdicating our responsibility to the future generations, who will be faced, if we allow this to happen, will be faced with their own battle to keep water in public ownership and to ensure that it's funded progressively through central taxation. So there's a lot in it this week. The Oireachtas Water Committee was meant to have concluded its work yesterday and will be presenting its report later this week. But they have to meet again. They're meeting as we speak. And we'll have to see if it's as chaotic as it was yesterday. But I do think there's nothing like several thousand people on the streets to clarify the minds of politicians.
Yeah, and I think Saturday is also a great opportunity to clear up some of the misinformation or the confusion that we mentioned earlier on, for the speakers to clear that up.
Yeah, and I do think that's hugely important, because, like, let's remember, actually, that the water charges have been suspended for 9 months now. And I do think that, you know, that in itself has saved a lot of people a lot of money, you know, who otherwise would have been really struggling to pay those charges. So that in itself is hugely important, that we remind ourselves of that, just what we have achieved to date. But we do need to ensure that everyone, old and young, those living, you know, with the family, in the family or home, or those living alone, people with access to the internet, people without access to the internet, we need to ensure that we get the clear messages out of what exactly has been proposed by the Parliament, and whether we take that as a victory or as a partial victory or as a defeat. We need to see what exactly has been presented to us, so then we can clearly relay that information to people on Saturday, because you know, we need to be very united on this. We need to be very clear on what we want to see happening and what we don't want to see happening. And I think the three major things would be obviously that domestic water charges are abolished, that our water and sanitation is funded through progressive general taxation, which includes increasing taxes on the wealth in Ireland. We know there's a lot of wealth in this country. It also means ensuring that no more meters are installed. That's a crucial one, because, as I say, it could open the door in the years ahead for another battle by another generation to protect their water against privatisation ultimately. And also we need to ensure that the Fine Gael line that they want to have included in relation to a water tax appearing on your payslip, that I think is a psychological trick that they're trying to slip in very quietly. That we need to reject, because we need to ensure that it's very clear that no water tax, no water charge is being paid. It's coming from central taxation, which everyone contributes to. We don't have a line on our payslip saying how much goes to education and how much goes to health. So I think it's disingenuous, again, of Fine Gael to try sneak that in. So, you know, I think they're the three main things. And if we see them in the report, I think the vast majority of people would be satisfied with that, and that would be viewed as a victory.
Yeah, and we'll also remind people that people aren't protesting just for the sake of protesting. It's because they really cannot afford more charges. They're being hit.
Yeah, you know, it's like really and truly, like, people have, you know, families, they have commitments, family commitments, work commitments, they're looking for work, they have to get to work. You know, people don't do this for the fun of it. They don't get up at 6:30 in the morning as they did in 2014 for days and weeks and months on end to block water meters from being installed outside their homes. They don't, you know, consistently go on these national demonstrations as a fun day out. They turn into a fun day out because it is a joyous thing to join, you know, with your fellow citizens and people from your neighbours, from your home area, and from people right across the country. It is a joyous thing to come together in a people-powered movement to quite clearly and very, I think, positively say what you're in favour of for and what you're opposed to. But it's not something most people are used to doing. We're becoming more used to it. But it's something that a lot of people feel is necessary in this day and age, because the politicians, really, when it comes to it, they don't want to listen to the people. They won't listen to individual representations. They don't usually listen to advocacy groups who make, you know, arguments on behalf of certain sectors of society. It really is only when people get out in their tens of thousands that you force the politicians, both those in power and those hoping to get into power, that's when they listen, when they see masses of people on the streets, similar to when workers take militant actions, such as the bus Éireann workers last week. It's when people become a bit more militant and take the protest to the government and to the politicians that we force them to listen. So that's what we have to do again on Saturday, is to once again come together in our tens of thousands to force the government to listen to us, that you can play your games in your little committee rooms in Kildare Street, but when it comes to it, you're not going to fool us, is basically the message. You're not going to get water charges in through the back door. It's been too hard a campaign. It's been too long fought, too much energy, sweat and tears has gone into the water charge movement for us to be beaten at the last moment. So I think that's what Saturday is going to ultimately be about.
Okay, John, listen, I appreciate you taking me call this morning. I know you're very busy.
No problem, John.
And this is happening Saturday, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And it's
meeting at Connolly Station and Houston Station, the north and south side, coming up together, up along the quays. And it's going to, well, it'll be fine nice today, but it's destination is going to be Dame Street, but that has yet to be fully confirmed. So keep an eye out on the news. There'll be announcements later in the week on Thursday with the final details. But 2 o'clock, Houston and Connolly stations on Saturday, this Saturday, the 8th of April.
Okay, John, I'm sure we'll be talking again. Once again, thanks very much for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
This is 90.3 Near FM.